Phone Boy Speaks, episode 268, Cheap Chinese iPhone. Unless you were living under a rock today, you'd heard that Apple announced a couple of new phones, which, you know, they do that about once a year. And even my wife, who is not a tech douchebag like me, even she mentioned it to me today. And I didn't even talk with her about it before she'd mentioned it to me. And so there, but, you know, she thought that the iPhone 5C was supposed to be the cheaper model because that's what she heard her friends tell her or whatever. But the reality is it's only a little bit cheaper. You know, it's probably about $100 if you know for the off contract price compared to the original iPhone 5. Okay, big deal. So it's not really that much cheaper. I think you know, people bought into the hype a little bit there. However, but speaking of cheap phones, what I find interesting, and this actually did get covered, but I think it's the bigger story, honestly, is that, and so in the usually what Apple has done in the past is that they'll announce the new model, they will take the previous model and make it cheaper. They'll make an 8 gigabyte version of it and make it cheaper, and then they'll make they'll take the second prior generation and make that one the free on contract phone, and they'll still sell that. Now, and that's not what they did here. They replaced the 5 with the 5C, basically. So they got rid of the 5 entirely. And the 4S, which is the phone that I have, is actually the quote-unquote free-on-contract phone. But what they did in China is even more interesting. They decided to make the iPhone 4, they're still selling it, yeah. And they don't do 2-year contracts like they do in the US. But what they do is they sell phones. They have to sell phones cheaper, and so the price on the Apple website for the iPhone 4 is about $420, and that's a lot of money to buy a phone. I mean, you're buying it outright at that point, of course, but that's still, that's a lot of money for a phone that's really 3 generations old. You get right down to it, because that's about 3 years ago is when the iPhone 4 started selling in China, and that's but the reality is that people don't buy phones in other countries the same way they buy them here. They buy them at full price, and because the operators don't do the same subsidies, if any subsidies, and so that's they have, they pay the full price of the phone. And of course, the nice thing about the fact that the phones are made in China is that if you're selling the phones in China, then you don't have quite as many shipping challenges. You don't have to export them or anything. So it might actually make it a little easier. They could probably make a little bit more money on it since they don't have to worry about all that, not as much shipping and handling or whatever. But still, $420 for a phone that's 3 years old. I mean, I think that's the phone that's people are going to continue to buy, because, this is how Apple is addressing the low end of the market. And they've been doing this for the last couple of years. They've been selling the prior generation or the 2 generation prior phone in order to to address the low end of the market. And of course, they're never going to make a $100 phone like the Lumia 520 that I have. Apple just doesn't do that. It's, they want a premium experience and they demand a premium price tag. That's just the way it goes. But Apple is still continuing their strategy. It will be interesting to see how it pays off and how their market share comes up. And I think also in China, I think they've strengthened their deals with the carriers and stuff. And so I think it's going to be, they're going to be in better footing, and they're going to get growth in China and India and these other places. Now it'll be interesting to see what other countries are still selling the iPhone 4, and it's probably that same price point. And I bet that Apple continues to do that to address that market. Those phones are, that's how they're going to get people, because I think that's where their growth is going to come. Because I think in the U.S., the high end of the market is saturated. I looked at the 5S, and they did some cool stuff, and they've used a faster processor. And I went, the 4S is still fine for what I need. And I'm sure I will upgrade at some point and get the high end and be at the high end of the washed up curve. But I'll probably wait till next year for that. And maybe I'll even wait till the next generation of phone comes out. The iPhone 6 or whatever they come out with in the meantime. But anyway, this is what we this is how I'm going to approach it. And I think that's going to be the story to watch. Though, as I say, the lowest end phone in China is not the 5C, which clearly is not the low end phone, but the 4 that is still selling in China. That's going to be the story to watch and see how many phones that Apple sells in China because of that. And that's just, again, people aren't portraying it that way, but that's my take on what the real big story is from today's announcements.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.